The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7. It's a bonus episode and I'm talking about what, you know, I actually feel like is the biggest news of the day, comparatively speaking, and it is the Jedi Fallen Order panel that revealed the launch date of November 15th, 2019 for the new video game that follows the exploits of a Padawan after Order 66 has been executed. And, you know, we had a trailer for Episode 9 yesterday, and, you know, it's not like we got a trailer in the same sense for Galaxy's Edge, which was billed as the biggest event of Saturday's events at Star Wars Celebration. We did get a trailer for Fallen Order, and if you want to experience the same kind of feels that you got by watching the Episode 9 trailer, well, you know, I mean, maybe it's a pale comparison because there's, you know, 40 years of wait behind the Episode 9 trailer, and there isn't that much wait, comparatively speaking, behind the Fallen Order trailer, but by gosh, it does its job. So let's talk about what the details are about Fallen Order, what we've learned about the characters and situations that are happening. First of all, it's actually rather surprising, and I suppose, you know, it shouldn't be that surprising because it's probably like this for a lot of characters who survived Order 66. But Cal Kestis, who is the Padawan that we will be following and playing as in Fallen Order, seems to have a lot in common with Caleb Doom, who eventually became Kanan Jarrus. So if you read the novel A New Dawn by John Jackson Miller, which was a prequel to Star Wars Rebels, you found Kanan Jarrus working on a mining colony and trying to keep his head down and not get in any trouble and drinking his cares away and ultimately, you know, saving someone using his force powers when he's not supposed to, and that being one of the sources of all kinds of problems. Well, seems that things are similar for Cal Kestis as well. He is working with the Scrapping Guild, so a little bit different there, on a new planet called Braca, which is in the Mid-Rim, and they are dismantling old Clone Wars battleships for salvage, and of course there is some event that causes him to use his force powers, and an Imperial probe droid happens to witness it, or at least that's how it's depicted in the trailer, and that is going to be when all the troubles begin. And Kyle says there's only three rules. There's don't stand out, and accept the past, and trust no one, and, you know, well, now it's going to be put to the test. And so one of the things on the website for Fallen Order says that you're supposed to complete your training before the Inquisitorius learns about your plans to rebuild the Jedi Order. That fact was not mentioned in the panel itself. So that was additional information that you could learn by going to EA's website for Fallen Order. And so, yeah, the stakes on this are bigger than they hinted at the panel and bigger than what's hinted at in the trailer itself. It's not just a story of one person's survival. It's a story of one person's attempt to rebuild something much larger than himself. And he's ultimately going to meet another person who is going to serve as his mentor and who was herself a former Jedi Knight. And between the panel, which says that this sort of strange family comes together and ends up traveling the galaxy together, the website says that you will explore haunted jungles and windswept cliffs and other locations as you determine when and where to go next. So you're on Braca, and you show off force powers, and there are troopers called Purge Troopers that are dispatched to hunt down Jedi. I guess the gist of the Purge Troopers is that if there are reports of Jedi activity, they are sort of the first responders and will attempt to soften up any Jedi as needed until such time as an Inquisitor can arrive. And They've already apparently been depicted, I guess, in the Darth Vader comic book series. So here we go with that again. We were talking about that with Vader Immortal yesterday, and now we're talking about it with this. That in the second Darth Vader series, that they were depicted possibly just in a blink and you'll miss it moment in one issue. And the Purge Troopers are the first responders for the second sister. So one of the Inquisitors, and we've had, you know, fifth brothers and seven sisters and all these other Inquisitors show up in various other media. Well, this time we get the second sister showing up, and it seems like ultimately whatever happens, she is going to drive Cal Kestis and his merry band off-world, or at least that's kind of the indication that we're given. And that, I think, pretty much tells you just about everything that you need to know about this, with the exception of one last thing, which I will tell you about after the break. Stay tuned. Hey there. I'm talking about Star Wars every day, and I could be talking about you and your business as well, especially if it's something that deserves to be heard about by a group of passionate Star Wars fans. Check out sw7x7.com/sponsors to learn why podcast advertising is one of the most compelling forms of advertising out there. Again, that's sw7x7.com/sponsors, plural, with an S at the end. Welcome back. All right, so as with many Star Wars video game stories, and you know, as with Vader Immortal that we saw yesterday and talked about yesterday, you will have a droid companion in Jedi Fallen Order, and this droid is named BD-1, that's B as in boy, D as in David, -1. And continuing on the theme of authenticity that we talked about with Galaxy's Edge, the folks at EA and Respawn Entertainment took, you know, no shortcuts in the creation of this particular droid and actually enlisted the legendary Ben Burtt from Skywalker Sound to help create the vocalizations and noises for BD-1, which is rather impressive. And I will add as a bonus thing that I didn't hint at before the break, and I mentioned this in our general recap episode, but one of the first things that was mentioned at the panel before the trailer was shown, before anything was shown, was just a reminder, refresher, that this will be a single player game. There will not be a multiplayer online component, and there will not be any microtransactions in the game, which was something, I guess, that got EA in hot water. As you know from being a, you know, semi-ish long-time listener of Star Wars 7x7, we don't do a heck of a lot of game coverage because there's not a heck of a lot of story happening in games, generally speaking. Of course, we spent a good long while going through the playthrough of Battlefront 2 Inferno Squad, or just Battlefront 2, I guess, in that case, the video game. But Yeah, I have a feeling we will probably spend a good chunk of time on Fallen Order when it comes out on November 15th because, you know, it will have an actual story. But whatever the problems were that were caused by EA doing this whole microtransaction thing, well, it seems like they are nipping that in the bud before they ever get near the release of Fallen Order. So there is one other thing. I'm starting to feel like Lord of the Rings, Return of the King with all the false endings, but there's one other thing about the lightsaber that Cal Kestis has. They avoided questions about it in the panel. People wanted to know what the deal was with that lightsaber, and they said, we can't tell you anything about the lightsaber. In fact, it's because to try and tell you anything about the lightsaber would be to open up Pandora's box on so many spoilers that there's just no way they could talk about the lightsaber at all. So what? I mean, really? Like, this lightsaber is that important that they can't tell us a single thing about it? That in itself is really kind of interesting. And naturally, of course, I went straight to Vader Immortal to wonder if there could be any connection there. But listen to the Vader Immortal episode if you want the details there, because that gets into a little spoilery territory about Vader Immortal if you know, want to make sure that you are utterly protected from any story reveals there, then, you know, I just won't say it here. But anyway, that, my friends, is going to do it for the bonus episode here, talking about what I believe to be the biggest event and reveal of the day, which is the trailer and all these other glorious details about Jedi Fallen Order. And I'm going to call it a night here from our studio on the run in Chicago. Thank you so much for joining me once again for this episode, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.